be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts your greatest gift, which is love, the true bond of peace and of all virtue, without which whoever lives is accounted dead before you. Grant this for the sake of your only Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, so dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." And they came closer. He said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and ruler all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Do not delay. You shall sell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, and you and your children and your children's children, as well as your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. I will provide for you there, since there are 5 more years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have will not come to poverty. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. And after that, his brothers talked with him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? Fool, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And as for what you sow, you do not sow the body that is to be, but a bare seed, perhaps of wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed is its own body. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. What is sown in dishonor is raised in glory. What is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. What is sown a physical body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, and the last Adam, a living, giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the physical, then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, or are those who are of dust, and is the man of heaven, or are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. What I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The Gospel of the Lord.
O Lord, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts your greatest gift, which is love. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My wife, Lori, and I are delighted to be with you this Sunday. Thank you for having us. We bring you greetings from Trinity Cathedral in Sacramento, your cathedral here in the Diocese of Northern California. So do please come join us when you have a chance. I am Jim Richardson. I serve at our cathedral as a retired priest associate. And I was invited by my really good friend Pamela to preach today while she and your vestry are on their annual retreat, planning all sorts of good stuff for you. So this morning, consider for a few moments the gospel lesson that we just heard. This teaching from Jesus today in the Gospel of Luke definitely does not fit on any roadmaps of how the world functions. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. And if that's not enough, Jesus adds more. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. And give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Good grief. None of this is on any roadmap on how the world functions. This teaching, in fact, is the big boulder in the living room of the church. And it's been sitting here for 2,000 years. Objectively looking over that span of time, it would not seem that the church or any organized religion or any human institution for that matter has ever really taken that lesson to heart. Love your enemies. Turn the other cheek. Give to everyone who begs. Don't ask for anything in return. Jesus' words do not fit on any human roadmaps. And that is precisely the point. Ooh, sorry. As we all know, human roadmaps are marked by political and economic power, violence and revenge, and all manner of horror. Candidly, the stories in the Bible are filled with tales of power and violence in the name of God. Moses presides over the drowning of Pharaoh's army. Joshua conquers Jericho and spares only the family of his spies, who hide his spies. Abraham is more than willing to murder his own son, Isaac, to appease what he thinks is a bloodthirsty God, and he's held back at the last second. Some of the prophets warn kings that they deserve calamity, all that calamity about to befall them unless they go and vanquish their enemies. Today, we hear the story of Joseph sold into slavery by his brothers. The Psalms are full of curses against rulers and other ilk. Some of them are actually pretty good right now, I have to say. That is the roadmap most of humanity is accustomed to. And then, amid all of this mayhem, we get something very, very different. Something that cuts against the grain of every culture, every nation, every group of people on this earth. We get this bright, shining moment when Jesus implores us to pray for our enemies, to not retaliate, to turn the other cheek, to be merciful, and to give freely to those in need. So what do we make of this roadmap he gives us? First, Jesus does not advocate being passive in the face of evil. Turning the other cheek does not mean giving in to evil. Quite the opposite. A few modern prophets, for example, like Mohandas Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr., hear in Jesus' words how loving your enemies can shame your enemies, even convert your enemies, though sometimes at great cost. But Gandhi and King also saw how it is not always immediately possible. Sometimes it takes the long haul. And even Jesus had a hard time turning the other cheek. Furious at how the money changers in the temple were ripping people off, Jesus flipped over their tables and confronted the religious authorities. Jesus could be very human. In our own life, we know that sometimes the hardest decisions we face aren't between choosing between good and evil. The hardest decisions we sometimes face often come when we have to choose between the worst of bad choices. We make our choices as best we can, and you don't need me to tell you that. Most of our choices aren't about huge world affairs. Most of our choices come in everyday life, in everyday moments, with loved ones, friends, and strangers. What roadmap do we follow in these moments? God's vision, God's dream for us is a world without hatred and violence, a world without revenge and exploitation and abuse. Jesus's roadmap points us to this dream God has for all of us. A world based on love, kindness, mercy, generosity. So then, how do we start building a more loving, kinder, merciful, forgiving, and generous world? Well, by becoming more loving, kind, merciful, forgiving, and generous, and starting within our deepest self. Start by being loving, kind, forgiving, and merciful to yourself, and then to all those around you. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful, Jesus implores us. And then choose to do as Jesus would have us do in the world as we find it now. Build the structures that thrive on love, mercy, kindness, and generosity. You're doing that right here, right now. But that also means sometimes confronting, when we can, the human structures that thrive on violence, retribution, exploitation, hatred, abuse, all of those horrors. There is a word in Hebrew that I think unlocks where Jesus ultimately takes us in this teaching today. The Hebrew word is tzedek, which is often translated in English Bibles as righteousness. But a better meaning, a better word for tzedek is justice. And it means justice for the poor, the sick, the lonely, the victimized, and the oppressed. My favorite psalm is Psalm 17, and the second verse, let your eyes be fixed on justice. In the original Hebrew, it is tzedek. To do justice, to do tzedek, and to love mercy is the task we are all given to do, each in our own way, as best we can, as followers of Jesus. And this brings me to why Pastor Pamela invited me to preach today. So if you will indulge me in this. She asked me to tell you about my book, about my ancestors who shaped me and many others who came before me, and I hope many others who come after me. My book is titled The Abolitionist's Journal, Memories of an American Anti-Slavery Family. Please let me give you a little of their story. My ancestors were ardent anti-slavery abolitionists in the years before the Civil War. They were deeply motivated by their faith, sometimes at great risk to themselves. They did what they could do to put into action the words of Jesus. I learned about them in midlife from a 300-page handwritten journal, hence the name of the book, kept by my great-great-grandfather, George W. Richardson, who was a Methodist pastor. His life story sat unread on my father's bookshelf for decades until my father gave it to me when I was about to enter the Episcopal Seminary in Berkeley and having a lot of second thoughts. And when I read it, I felt as though I was somehow entering the family business. I resolved then to retrace him and his family's footsteps. And for the next 20 years, Lori and I traveled to 9 states. We unearthed diaries, letters, and more family treasures that told more of this story. George Richardson and his wife Carolyn used their house in Illinois on the Underground Railroad before the Civil War, spiriting enslaved people to freedom. During the Civil War, George volunteered as the white chaplain to a Black Union Army regiment posted in Memphis. He saw bloodshed and carnage in Tennessee and Mississippi. After the Civil War, He tried to take up his old life as an itinerant traveling minister, and he got terribly depressed. And that's when his oldest son, Owen, said, "We're going to Texas." And then George and Owen and three black pastors who'd been previously enslaved, founded a school in Dallas for the previously enslaved. The Ku Klux Klan soon torched their building. And then in an act of resistance, the Dallas black community rebuilt the school in a single weekend. And then the city of Dallas shut down the school. So George, joined by his wife, Carolyn, his son, Owen, and their young daughter, Emma, moved to Austin and rebuilt the school. The school became a family project well into the 20th century until Emma's death in 1943. She left her life savings to the school. Today, the school thrives as Houston Tillotson University, recognized as an HBCU, a historically black university and college. And I'll be speaking more about this story and how it has shaped me at a forum after this service, so I hope you'll join me. Throughout his handwritten journal, George Richardson made clear that his deepest passion was the salvation of African Americans from bondage, ignorance, poverty, sickness, and racial caste. And if you come to the forum, I'll tell you about Carolyn's diary. Her commitment may have been even greater. The gospel of Jesus compelled them there. "I am willing," George wrote, "to let the Lord and the colored people of the South have the balance of my life, for this part of my life is so much clear gain." Well, the truth is, whether we care to recognize it or not, the legacy of slavery and segregation still shapes us, sometimes in big, obvious ways, and often in really not obvious ways. We carry with us that legacy. But we also carry with us another legacy. We carry with us the stories of those who fought to end slavery and dismantle segregation, both black and white and every other race on earth. We carry with us that legacy too. In every generation, including ours, there are those who have fought against white supremacy and all the forces of hatred and violence that still infect us. What we do matters. What each and every one of us does matters. Our story matters. And we too shape those who come after us in ways we cannot imagine now. As we all know, we live in uncertain, precarious times. We can't solve all the world's promises. But all of us can do something, and do it very well. The small things add up. And it starts with each and every one of us. "For the measure you give," Jesus tells us, "will be the measure you get back." Amen.
Please stand as you are able, as we join together in affirming our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
the Father of the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one. was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified and Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and for the world.
We pray for all your faithful people and those who are called to lead, that we may walk in your way of love and manifest the light of the world. May the light of Christ be manifest.
And the glory of the Lord shine upon us.
We pray for all nations of the world, that those in authority will work toward peace and equity for all their people. May the light of Christ be made manifest.
And the glory of the Lord shine upon us.
We pray for people everywhere, that their lives may be full, that their families may be secure, and that their hearts may be filled with your peace. May the light of Christ be made manifest.
And the glory of the Lord shine upon us.
We pray for the city of Davis and for Yolo County, that neighbors care for neighbors, creating a truly loving community for all.
For those living in fear.
May the light of Christ be made manifest.
And the glory of the Lord shine upon us.
We pray for those who are suffering in ways that are known or hidden to us. We pray for those who struggle mightily in this life, and for those whose light is dimming. We pray for those who are ill and those who care for them. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. May the light of Christ be made manifest.
And the glory of the Lord shine upon us.
We pray for all those who have been called into eternal life with you, and thank you for the light they brought to the world. May light perpetually shine upon them, Lord.
And may their memories be a blessing.
Gracious and loving God, we come before you with no gifts but ourselves. Accept and receive our lives, so that we may be manifestations of your presence. We ask that you let the light of your Spirit shine within and among us, so that we may share in the mystery of your purpose of blessing for all creation, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess
that we have sinned against you in
thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will
and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning, everyone. You can be seated for the brief announcements. I want to thank Jim for being with us and for reminding us who we're supposed to be this morning. And as he said, he will be leading a forum talking about the book he has written, and that will be in rooms 6 and 7, which is that way. And he has books for sale, so all things good. So you can head on over to get a cup of coffee and maybe something to snack on, and then head on over there after this service. Other than that, I don't have any announcements. They are in that yellow sheet that's in your bulletin. You can read them and take them home, put them on the refrigerator, whatever. So there's a lot going on, as always. Does anyone else have anything that needs to be announced?
Visitors?
Thank you. See, there is one. If you are new, if this is the first time you've been here, there's somebody pointing somebody out. We don't make you stand up and announce who you are or any of that. Oh, well, we're going to get to that, and that's good. Okay, but if you are new, haven't been here before, just raise your hand, and the ushers have goodie bags to hand out. So that's as much as we do to you if you're new. So there's one there, and another one. So I'll just blather on while they hand those out. The next thing we're going to do is pray for those who have birthdays or anniversaries, and I can't see this far away anymore, so I got to come up here. And you are Brett. Brett has a birthday. Does anybody else have a birthday or an anniversary? Oh, we got some in the back. 47th birthday last Friday. And there's probably somebody quiet in here who's not admitting to it, right? So, oh, your husband's 70th, Kim's husband's 70th birthday. That's right, you can out him. Well, let's join together in prayer for that, and that is on page 5. So for all those with birthdays here, and anywhere else. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Communion. All are welcome, yes, at the table of the Lord. The bread we use is gluten-free. And if you wish to receive the bread dipped in the wine, that will form two lines, come to this side. If you wish to receive the bread in your hand and then be offered the common cup, you come to the line on this side. In either case, if you just wish to come forward and not receive communion, but receive a blessing, simply cross your arms this way, and that's the clue to us. And I think that's all we have to say about that, right? And so now let us walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Oh,
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you've made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. For in these last days you sent Jesus to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In Christ you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In Christ, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior, Jesus Christ, took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember Christ's death. We proclaim Christ's resurrection. We await Christ's coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Savior of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through whom we are acceptable to you, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ and bring us to that heavenly country where, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your children. Through Jesus Christ, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we pray first in Spanish and then in English. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria. Ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And together let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, the honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And may Christ, the Son of God, be manifest in you, that your lives may be a light to the world, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain among you always.
Amen.